And we're back in the studio with Dr. Elena Black, Appalachian Orthodontics of Lynchburg. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Remind our listeners about Appalachian Orthodontics of Lynchburg.
Appalachian Orthodontics of Lynchburg is a 3D digital orthodontic practice. We treat patients of all ages from 7 to 82. we have digital technology for diagnosis, treatment, and we enjoy making relationships that last forever.
You are really on the cutting edge when it comes to technology, and that's what we're going to focus on today. Your recent trip to Romania, where you were giving a presentation on digital orthodontics. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, ma'am. I was invited to present at the International Volcanic Orthodontic Meeting in my town where I went to dental school.
Your home country, hometown.
Yes, many, many years ago,
that's
changes.
That's quite an honor to be invited back to your hometown to
yes,
give a lecture.
Yes, it really was. It was very interesting to teach about all the digital technologies we use here. They do use some there, but not as much. We talked about Invisalign and Sure Smile and, the robotics that you can use to bend the wires, and about the 3D technology we use to diagnose. We just installed our 3D iCAT, which is a 3D x-ray machine that it's basically a CBCT with uses very low radiation, and we can see a lot of data for teeth that are impacted, for any pathology that we can find. We can also visualize very well the airways. We also treat patients with sleep apnea. So the technology helps us diagnose better. And be able to also refer for, anything that we see that it's beyond the scope of our practice. And, it was very interesting to see what technology they use and what we use and how we can cooperate.
We should note that at the Volcanic Association of Orthodontics at this meeting, there were Boston University professors, people from all over the world at this convention, and you were presenting on digital orthodontics. And you mentioned some of the technology, but talk about what it means for your patients. It has to make the trip to the orthodontist's office a lot easier for your patients.
Yes, it is a lot easier, and the parents these days always comment on, "Oh, wow, it's so much easier than we had it." And true, it is. They walk in, there's no goop, nothing uncomfortable, nothing. But besides, being much more comfortable for the patient, it also gives me the possibility to see a lot more than we could see before with only 2D records or non-digital records. The fact that all the records are digital, it allows me to upload basically, the entire patient data on the computer and be able to treatment plan with much more detail, being able to design very precise appliances, whether they are aligners for Invisalign or whether they are wires that are bent by robots. The treatment is a lot more specific to each problem, to each patient, and a lot more accurate.
You talked with us last time about the robots, the little tiny robots that do that. That's just, I picture the assembly line with the robot, like the Danger Will Robinson, right. But that's not it.
No, the robots are pretty big, actually,
really?
The bands that they make are very precise and very small.
Right, because you've said you're good, but you're not that good.
Correct.
That you can make these little tiny,
Doesn't that take some of the fun out of it, though, when you can't tighten those things down on like a really bad kid's teeth and make them squeal?
No, that's not fun. For me, fun is to basically detect where the teeth need to go and how they need to get there. It's more of a brain game than a hand game.
The 3D x-ray that you mentioned sounds fascinating. Can you describe what you're seeing, how that's different from the traditional x-ray?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the amount of data that we can see is tremendous. We can take slices through, you know, virtual slices. Okay, we're not cutting the patient. But with the technology, we're able to take slices anywhere, you know, in the maxillofacial region and look at how, you know, the jaws relate to each other, because that's important for, you know, for the bite and for what we correct. And we, you know, when teeth are impacted and, you know, they're not in the correct position, it's very easy to go and look in detail how they relate to each other. When you just have a 2D image, it's hard to know if two teeth that are, you know, they superimpose on a 2D image, they may be far away from each other. But with a, without having the 3D, you can't really separate the two teeth to know how far apart they are from each other. When we bring them in orthodontically, you know, I need to know the exact position, because I need to make sure that while I move the tooth through the bone, I don't hurt the other teeth that are already, you know, erupted in the mouth. So yeah, being able to have all this data handy is amazing. Real blessing.
And you use it, as you mentioned, to help with sleep apnea, because you're able to move not only the teeth around. Or tell us how that process works.
Well, using the iCAD, I can visualize the entire 3D, the entire volume of the airway, and we can identify where the obstruction is. And if it's an obstruction that can be corrected orthodontically, then because, you know, it's really orthopedically. But orthodontists are also dentofacial orthopedic doctors. We can either modify the position of the mandible, or we can modify the position of the maxilla. Sometimes there are surgeries that we do both to correct sleep apnea and modify the airway. But, you know, there is insertion of muscles on the airway, that the other end of the muscle is on the jaws, so by modifying the jaws, we modify the airway.
Wow.
What percentage of your patients with sleep apnea are you able to help that way?
Well, which way?
Well, I mean, just overall, just with orthodontics, that they don't have to have a CPAP machine or something like that.
So it's not all orthodontics. Some of them, if they come early enough, then we can do it for children without surgery. For adults, we do it with surgery. And for adults that don't go through surgery, then we do it with oral sleep appliances that they wear just at night. So it's not a forever correction. It's just a correction while they sleep, and only if they wear the appliance. But, you know, that's an option too. That just reposition the mandible forward to basically stretch those muscles and make the airway stay open during they sleep.
We're speaking with Dr. Elena Black, Appalachian Orthodontics of Lynchburg. You mentioned Invisalign. How many patients do you have using Invisalign versus the traditional, the old-fashioned braces, if you will?
In our practice, is close to 70%. Uh-huh. You know, Invisalign, you can, in Invisalign, actually, July 1st came with phase one Invisalign. So now you can use it for any age. We used it before pretty much for any age, but now we can use it as young as age 6 and 7. So there is no reason not to use it. The technology has come so far that there's a lot of things that we can use. We can do using the aligners. They're more comfortable. They are, you know, you remove them, so it's easier to keep a better oral hygiene. So really, a lot of cases can be treated with Invisalign if the patient needs it.
What sort of patients can't be treated with Invisalign?
Sometimes we're talking about impacted teeth that have to be brought into the arch, and we bring them in by a constant force. So there's always have to be that tooth that we're bringing in has to be tied with something that stays in the mouth of all time. So you can't really, if you have removable aligners, you can't bring it in. Although I do have cases with Invisalign, there's other ways to bring impacted teeth in. You can have a TAD, it's called a temporary anchorage device, just a mini pin you put in the bone, and that you can tie the tooth that's impacted to that TAD and still use aligners. But those would be the cases where it's harder to treat with Invisalign.
It's amazing technology. I mean, what you can do. And you're going to be teaching at Boston University, which is your alma mater, right?
Yes. Yes. Dr. Will has invited me to teach starting in the fall.
Congratulations.
So thank you. My parents are teachers. It was always a dream of mine to teach. So there's ways to serve by treating patients, but also by helping residents learn how to do it by themselves, you know. Give a man a fish and you feed him for a day, teach him how to fish and you teach him for a you fed him for a lifetime. So
very good. Dr. Black, when do you recommend children first come to see the orthodontist? Is it at a dentist's recommendation or when parents notice something? Or
sometimes the dentists recommend, the American Association of Orthodontics mm-hmm. recommends every child age 7 comes to an orthodontist, just because that's the age when we can appreciate the growth of the jaws. And if there is something that we can help modify, we can do that early before the differential growth of the maxillary mandible can produce lasting effects. Because sometimes at age 12, when all of their permanent teeth are erupted, then also it's too hard to expand without surgery. So you want to do as much as possible to avoid surgery. But of course, not all kids age 7 need it. We just need to see them to make sure that if something is needed, we can do it. And again, that's also for... to prevent them from having sleep apnea problems later.
And of course, adults, they are having, if they maybe just don't like cosmetically their smile, or if they're having bite problems, anything like that, they will they can come at any time to see Dr. Black and Appalachian Orthodontics of Lynchburg. Dr. Black, thanks so much. Next time, and congratulations, by the way, and next time we're going to hear more about your trip to Paris and dental monitoring, but that's for next time, right?
Yes, ma'am.
LynchburgOrthodontics.com is the website to get in touch with Dr. Black and her team at Appalachian Orthodontics. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.